Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. I was glad when they said unto me, come and let us go into the house of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Life Where Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King and Jesus Christ is the Lord. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Bringing you a greeting from the Life Where Jesus Kingdom Ministries. It is our pleasure to serve in the Lord's kingdom. We want to thank you for being here with us on today. Amen. We ask that you would have a seat at the breakfast table. A spiritual breakfast for champions is about to be served. Amen. And there is no time and distance in the spirit. Amen. So therefore, you are in the right place at the right time. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week, giving God all the praise, glory, and honor. And we invite you to visit our website at the lifewordjesus.org. Lifewordjesus.org. Amen. For more information pertaining to our ministry. Amen and amen. Want to draw your attention this morning to the book of Matthew, chapter number 22. Matthew, chapter number 22, and I'm going to begin reading in verse number 34, and it reads as this. It says, hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Hallelujah. And the word of God will never ever return into him void, but it will always accomplish everything that he have sent it forth to do. So, beloved, we see in the word of God where the greatest commandments, the two greatest commandments out of all the commandments. Matter of fact, that when you have fulfilled these two commandments, you have fulfilled the royal law. Okay, so we don't have to get bogged down with 600 rules and 600 regulations as they did under the old covenant. God has made things, it's a new covenant, it's a better covenant, and we have two commandments, okay? And when we do those two, you don't have to worry about anything. You've done all that, amen, the Lord requires you to do. The first one is for us to love the Lord with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, all of our strength. Okay, everything within us we give to him, withholding nothing. We withhold nothing from him. We present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Amen. Everything we have, we give back to him because we realize that it's only because of him that we have it. And we have it, but it belongs to God. And so it's his in the first place. And so he makes us stewards over whatever it is. We are stewards over our time. We are stewards over our torsos, our talents, and our treasures, okay, the four T's. And so we love God. And so that is an experience, is a growing experience. It is a lifeful experience, and it is a life worth living. But in addition to that, amen, Jesus also replied, he said, now I gave you the first commandment. That's the first thing. First things first. Okay, love God with all your heart, mind, and your soul. Okay, so when we look at the Ten Commandments in the old covenant, amen, thou shalt honor your mother and father. Y'all know the Ten Commandments. Most people know the Ten Commandments. If you don't, you can look it up. Okay, so the first four of the ten is fulfilled when we love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then the other six of the Ten Commandments is fulfilled when we love our neighbor as ourselves. That's it. There's the Ten Commandments wrapped up in two commandments there. Amen. And so he says in verse 40, he says, all the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Oh, boy, 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 boy. And so, beloved, this morning we're looking here. Amen. Love your neighbor, love your neighbor, love your neighbor. Who is your neighbor? Well, most people say, well, my neighbors, you know, they're not home. We always refer to the people, you know, to the left of us, to the right of us, the people that live in front of us, the people that live in back of us. I come to tell you that the world is your neighbor, including the people that live in your house, the people that live on the other side of the country, and in different cities and states. The world is your neighbor. So let's just be plain about that, okay? Now, So we see here that we have a commandment to love our neighbor. So let's move now to the book of Romans, chapter number 13. And I want us to look in verse number 8. Romans chapter 13, verse number 8. It says, let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another. For whoever loves others has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and whatever other command there may be are summed up in this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Wow. And we see how love, that agape love, is the highest level and the highest form of love. So, beloved, we see in verses 9 through verses 10, the commandments, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet. Okay, we see those commandments. The last six of the Ten Commandments are wrapped up in one command. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And verse number 8 tells us, let no debt remain outstanding. Let no debt remain outstanding. Let no debt remain outstanding. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth his neighbor hath fulfilled the law. Beloved, I come, amen, to encourage you this morning to pay your debt. Pay your debt. Your debt is a debt to your neighbor. You owe your neighbor love. No. You may not owe him no money. You may not owe them no food. Sometimes we borrow things and we don't repay. We don't give back. No, that's not what the word is talking about right here. It says, owe no man nothing, 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 nothing. Why is love for others a debt? Beloved, our love for others is a debt because we are permanently in debt to Christ for the lavish love and the grace that he has poured out on us. And the only way we can even begin to repay this debt is by showing the same kind of lavish love and grace to others. Because Christ's love will always be infinitely greater than ours. We cannot exceed his love. His love is always higher, always greater. But we will always have the obligation to keep repaying that love to others the best that we can. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you for helping us. Lord, thank you for helping us. Oh, no man, nothing. See, glory be to God. Nothing, nothing. Love your neighbor as yourself. I love you. I love you. That's what I owe you. I owe you love. What you owe me, what you owe me, I owe you love. I owe all my neighbors love. And since everybody is my neighbor, my children's my neighbor, my spouse is my neighbor, my family is my neighbor, my enemies are my neighbor. Huh? Iraq and Iran is my neighbors. Russia, Ukraine is my neighbors. Those in the White House and the political office are my neighbors. Law enforcement agents are my neighbors. Come on. Glory be to God. And when we love, we have fulfilled the law. Now, if something is fulfilled, that means it's complete. It's done. It's satisfied. There's nothing left. If it's fulfilled, the obligation has been met. You have met the obligation of God's law when we walk in love, in the fulfillment of love, love to him first, because you can't love anybody until you love him first. See? And then it's more blessed to give than to receive. And then that love coming out of you, amen, that's already in you, being expressed towards your neighbors. 1 John 3:10 says, by this the children of God are distinguished from the children of the devil. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. It is the fulfillment, beloved. Romans 13:7 tells us to render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom is due. Fear to whom fear is due. Honor to whom honor is due. God is saying love, amen, to whom love is due. Not just your favorite people. Not just the ones who love you. Not just the ones who do good to you. See? You owe mankind, you owe your generation the debt of love. You are in debt. I don't owe nobody nothing. Thank God. My bills is paid. Oh, thank God. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm debt free. No, you're not. Not if you're not walking in love. No, baby. Financially, you might be debt free. Spiritually, you are bankrupt. If you're not loving and walking in love and loving everyone, regardless of their idiosyncrasies, well, their sexual preferences, and this one here, you know, they ain't living right, and this one here, you know, the two men just got married, and two women just got married. Uh-huh. So what? What they got to do with your love for them? What has that got to do with your unconditional love? Suppose God had that attitude towards them. And let's take it a little bit deeper. Suppose God had that attitude towards you. God loves the sinner. He hates the sin, but he loves the sinner. You best believe that. And we have an obligation. Well, if you stop doing this, I'll love you. What? All this love has no strings attached, not real love. Proverbs, beloved, hallelujah. Deuteronomy, before I go to Proverbs, Deuteronomy 24 and 14 says, thou shalt not oppress an hired servant that is poor and needy, whether he be of thy brethren or of thy strangers that are in thy land within thy gates. See, a lot of times we want to show favoritism. We only want to do good to certain people. We only want to love certain people. When the Bible tells us do good to all men, especially those of the household of faith, but all men. And so he moves forward in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 27, says, withhold not good from them to whom it is due when it is in the power of thy hand to do it. Somebody's in need and you got it. But you don't really like them. You know, they turned you off. You know, left a sour taste in your mouth. You know, whatever. You know, really deep down inside, maybe you happy because they're suffering. And that's what they get. That's what they get. Y'all know what I'm talking about. We broke that down when we broke down 1 Corinthians chapter number 13. But the Holy Spirit is telling you, bless them. And you can't ignore. Let me tell you, if the Spirit is telling you to bless them, you best believe it's not the devil. So you know it's God, because the devil not going to let you bless nobody. You better believe it. And you won't do it. See, beloved, we are in sin. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Romans 13 and 10, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Galatians chapter number 5, verse number 14 says this, for all the law is fulfilled in one word. Now, hear the Spirit. The law is fulfilled not in one page, not in one story, not in one paragraph, not in one chapter. It says that the law is fulfilled in one word. I want you to underline that in your Bibles. One word. Even in this, now he gives us the word. He gives it to us. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. How would you want somebody to treat you if you was in this situation? What would you want somebody to do for you? What would bring a smile to your face? Well, guess what? Whatever you want, why don't you do that for somebody else? Nah, that's going too far. Oh, it's going too far for you to do it for somebody else, but you want somebody to do it for you. Love goes deeper. We don't do unto others as we would have them to do unto us. Agape love says, I'm going to do unto others the way I would have God do unto me. And we know we are asking for favor. We're asking for blessings. We're asking for protection. We're asking. We have a whole list. And it's nothing wrong with that, because God tells us to come boldly before the throne of grace and bring our prayers, bring our petitions and our supplications. He delights in answering our requests. But we want God to do this for us, but we won't do it for no one else. Beloved, we are not walking in love, therefore we are not walking with God. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. The Bible gives a story about a man that owed a debt. And they arrested him. You know, back in the day, they would come to your house and lock you up. There was no bankruptcy court. If you didn't have the money, they take your children. They was going to get paid. You hear what I'm saying? You was going to pay that debt. So the man had a debt. And he didn't have the money to pay it. It was a large debt. I forgot. You can read the story yourself in the Bible. Glory be to God. So what happened is when they arrested him, they brought him before the people that he owed, and he pleaded mercy. I don't have the money. Please have mercy on me. And they forgave. The man forgave this guy the debt. He said, okay, no problem. You don't have to pay me. He said, you know what, man? Matter of fact, don't worry about it. I washed the debt away for a large sum of money. So what happened is the man was forgiven of the debt. He goes out and he finds somebody that owed him some money, and they owed him a little bit of money. So, for example, the man was forgiven of a $50,000 debt. But he went around the corner and found somebody that owed him $100,000 and would not have mercy on that person who owed them $100,000, had that person arrested, had that person treated some kind of way for $100. You can look at the story and get the numbers, but I'm just showing you the analogy. When the king got word of what happened, how he had forgiven this man for his huge $50,000 debt, but this same guy turns around and harasses someone and has them arrested who owed him $100,000, he was not pleased. He was not pleased. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, we got a couple minutes. Let me see. Let me find it for you right here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I can show you where to find it. Hallelujah. Okay, you can find it in Matthew's chapter number 18. Okay, here it is. I'm going to start reading in verse 21. Then Peter came to him and asked, Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? Seven times? No, not seven times, Jesus replied, but 70 times seven. Verse 23, therefore, the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king who decided to bring his accounts up to date with servants who have borrowed money from him. In the process, one of his debtors was brought in who owed him millions of dollars. Millions with an M. He could not pay. So his master ordered that he be sold along with his wife, his children, and everything he owed to pay the debt. Verse 26. But the man fell down before his master and begged him, please be patient with me and I will pay it all. Then his master was filled with pity for him and he released him and forgave his debt. Verse 28. But when the man left the king, he went to a fellow servant who owed him a few thousand dollars. He grabbed him by the throat and demanded instant payment. His fellow servant fell down before him and begged for a little more time. Be patient with me, and I will pay it, he pleaded. But his creditor wouldn't wait. He had the man arrested and put in prison until the debt could be paid in full. Verse 31. When some of the other servants saw this, they were very upset. They went to the king and told him everything that had happened. Then the king called in the man he had forgiven and said, you evil servant, I forgave you that tremendous debt because you pleaded with me.
Shouldn't you have mercy on that fellow servant just as I had mercy on you? And the angry king sent the man to prison to be tortured until he had paid his entire debt. 35. That's what my Heavenly Father will do to you if you refuse to forgive your brothers and your sisters from the heart. Woo! What a word. My God, suki suki. What a word. We want God's love poured out to us and our families, but we don't want to give nobody nothing back in return. We want other people to do for us, have mercy for us, give us favor, amen, and won't do nothing for nobody else. We want people to help us when we come up short and pull us out of a pinch, but we ain't not helping nobody else. We just want to take in the love, but don't want to give the love. Beloved, if that's the case, you're not in love. Because God is love. And if you're not walking in love, you're not walking in God. And the royal law states that we must love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then we must love our neighbors. It is a commandment. It is a requirement. It is not a choice. You do not get the opportunity to pick and choose who you're going to love. You are in debt to this generation. And it's time to get out of debt. It's time to pay our bills today. Glory be to God. Pay your bill. Your bill is the debt of love. Oh, no man, nothing but the debt of love. It's time to pay up. I love you because God loves you. I love you because God loves me. No, we don't always agree, but I still love you. Matter of fact, I don't even really, really like you, but I still love you. I love you anyhow, anyhow, anyhow. Why? Because I can't do nothing else but love. Love is in me. Love surrounds me. Love encompasses me. Glory be to you, I have a deposit of love inside of me. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the living God. I'm walking in love. I'm growing in love. Hallelujah. Love is what I do. When I express God to you, it is God super on my natural. My natural is not in agreement with it. My natural man wants to fight with it. Glory be to God. But I surrender. I surrender to the will of God. I surrender to the word of God. I surrender. Glory be to God. Lord, help me to love. Help me to love. Help me to fulfill the royal law. Beloved, the bottom line is hallelujah, focusing on this theme, glory be to God, that if we are not in love, we are not in order. If we are not in love, we are not with God. Therefore, if we are not in love, we are in sin. God cannot separate himself from who he is. God is not sitting on a throne and the spirit of love lives up the street. No, God is love. Beloved, hallelujah. And that love needs to be demonstrated to us, not just through the people we like, not just to our close homies. And our family and our friends and the people that scratch your back, you want to scratch their back. It ain't nothing wrong with that, but you need to start scratching somebody's back who has no hands to scratch back. And God will be pleased because the law has been fulfilled. Glory be to the living God. Glory be to the living God. And so therefore, amen, hallelujah. Love does no harm to a neighbor, does not bear false witness, does not commit adultery, does not murder, does not steal, does not covet. Love loves unconditionally. Unconditional, even with your sexual preferences. I still love you. Yeah, living like the devil. I love you too. Praying that you will change your mind and change your will before it's too late. That's how much I love you. I love you so much, I'm going to pray for you. That's the first thing that we can do. I love you so much, I'm going to pray for you. Pray that you'll change your mind. Change your will. Make Jesus your choice. Amen. Love does not know how to stop giving. It just don't know how. His love never fails. His love never gives up on you. Well, your love should never be failing. And your love should never be given up, even on the unlovable. Are you ready to pay your debt today? Pull out your checkbook. Pull out your spiritual checkbook and start writing some checks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Make sure, amen, you write mine first. And I'm going to make sure I write yours. Amen and amen. If you do not know Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sins, you do not have a clue to what we are talking about. The carnal mind cannot conceive the things of the spirit, and neither indeed can be. You don't have a clue what we're talking about. But we want to introduce you to the God of love. We want to introduce you to the epitome of love himself. And that is our Heavenly Father. And he yearns to have a relationship with you through his Son, Jesus Christ, who is the Lord and the Savior of the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And that relationship begins by you accepting his invitation. That if a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. Amen. Are you ready to do that today? Good. Amen. Repeat after us. Father, I come to you today confessing all of my sins and asking you to forgive me for all of them. I ask that you would save my soul. As I open my mouth, I open my heart, and I confess Jesus as the Lord and Savior of the universe and of my life. I invite him into my heart to have a seat on the throne of my heart, to rule and to reign, and to be my God and be my friend. And I thank you for doing it. By faith, I believe it. By faith, I receive it, Father. Thank you for saving me. I am saved. My sins are forgiven. My name has been erased out of the book of death and now confirmed in the Lamb's book of life. Thank you. Thank you. Now help me to follow you all the balance of the days of my life, and that you can use me as you see fit. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The angels are rejoicing, and so are we. The angels are rejoicing, and welcome to the family of God. Hallelujah. Reach out to us here at the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, .org. Amen. Let us know that you gave the Lord your life today. We want to pray with you, pray for you, and encourage you in your walk, send you out some materials to help you to grow into your Christian salvation. Amen. And it is our pleasure to do so. We want you to know that we have an altar prayer where we pray 2 times a day. That information can be found on our website at lifewayjesus.org. We have Wednesday night Bible studies. Amen. We have early morning prayer, 5 a.m. or at the morning altar on social media. Glory be to God. We have Friday night praise parties. We do a lot. And we still are coming forth. We're still giving birth.
we're still giving birth. Amen. And so we thank God. So please visit us at lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry. We encourage you to sow a seed into the soil of God's word. Amen. The gospel is free. It takes money to do ministry. And we thank God that when you support this ministry with your finances, you enable us to travel and to do the work of the Lord. And it's opposed to, we can use the illustration, if someone was going on a vacation, but you was not, they invited you to go, but you really couldn't go. Your schedule did not allow you to go. And so what you did, you said, well, I can't go, but what I want to do is I want to fill your car up with gas to make sure that you can go and you've got gas to get there and gas to come back. See? And that's how it is when you sow into the Lord's kingdom. You may not be the one up front doing the teaching, doing the preaching. You may not be the one up front. You may not be able to go. But when you sow into the soil of God's word, you're able, there's now provisions for the people who do go to go. And then the reward that those people receive for the souls that come to Christ, you are partaking in that. Because if you hadn't put any gas in the car, the person couldn't have gotten in. So when the jewels and the crowns is circulated in heaven, you're going to get yours too. And maybe you never even left your house. You never showed up physically, but you was represented in agreement in the spirit, and your money, you put your money where your heart's desire was. And because God knows the heart, he rewards it. Isn't that beautiful? Amen. Several ways that you can sow. You can go straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org and hit the connect button and give there. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Post Office Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Amen. And amen. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. It's my pleasure to serve today. And we pray that everybody will have a good day as we move forward in the Lord's kingdom. Father, we pray that you would help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death, accidents, incidents, and calamities. We thank you for divine protection over our homes, protecting us from fires, gas explosions, home invasions, slip and fall accidents, or any type of bad news. We say thank you, Father, that we are unable to be touched by evil and no plague shall come near our dwelling as we plead the blood of Jesus over our lives and over our death. Thank you. We bind every spirit of retaliation, even right now, by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a blessed day, a good day, a wonderful day. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation is here. And pay your debt. Pay your debt. Don't owe no man nothing, not a thing, but the debt of love. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you. Pastor Alfreda signing out. You are welcome in. You are.
You are welcome. You are welcome.